Welcome. This is RAM Radio. RAM stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. The host of RAM Radio is Pastor John Coleman of Into the Word, the Biblical Alternative. Using the Bible as his guide, Pastor John plans to equip the African-American Christian community with the tools that make the scriptures become clear for practical living and protection from the false teaching. Using the discipline of apologetics will open the eyes of the student of the Word to see God's absolute truth and the original intent of the scriptures. RAM Radio will challenge what you were taught about the Bible as well as your way of thinking and living in this world. God demands more from those who say, "I believe." Grab your Bible and pen and paper. Let's begin our study. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thank you so much, Mark Ramsey. Thank you for joining us today for RAM Radio, the webcast, which is the Biblical Alternative. Sermon analysis. Analyzing the exegeted Word of God. Thank you for joining me. For you pastors, you teachers, you Bible study students, for RAM Radio Live. Yeah. Thank you for joining me for the next few moments as we analyze a message, a sermon. During this particular series that I've decided to devote to my students, I'll call this the homiletical section of my radio ministry, because a lot of you out there need instruction in how to place a message together, to put something together, and so that you can teach God's people. That's very, very important. And another reason that you want to look at this particular series as an important series, I don't know how often I'll get a chance to do it. I've been up since about 4 o'clock this morning, and it's like the Lord placed it upon my heart, because we need this kind of training, and I think that we need this, and so I'm going to give it as I feel good, and it's summertime. Well, it's time for us to get into a little bit more training. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, guide my heart as I help the students of the Bible understand the necessity to teach it accurately and to develop outlines and to develop a particular flow, and so that the student of the Word of God will be able to follow what the preacher is saying. Father, today we start with preaching, and I pray that you give me strength as I go back a number of years when I first began to exegete the Word of God. Give me the wisdom as I share with these students. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I'm so glad that you can join me for this particular series. Well, this particular message is entitled, "Who is this Jesus?" What I'd like to do, because a lot of you are young and you want to start doing a lot of things, you have far greater technology than I had back in 1985. And let me take you back in history so as to give you a little insight as to how the formulation of the message and the ministry comes together. In 1985, I was not the pastor of the church, obviously. I was ordained as a minister in 1982. This was 3 years after I was ordained, and I was a Sunday school teacher. I taught Sunday school classes. I gave home Bible studies in my home. And my pastor was very, very ill. And at this time, my pastor had passed away a few months. Myself and another guy, Lewis Finister, were the only two ordained ministers in the church. And at that time, neither of us desired to be the pastor of the church. As a matter of fact, it was my recommendation to the board is to go outside and to bring another pastor in. I had a pretty good job with the city of LA, and I didn't need money, and I sure didn't want to pastor a church. They were older people who had been there for years, and God had not called me to be, at least I didn't think at that time, a pastor of a church. That's the background of it. I want you to listen to my introduction. I put all these things together just with a simple cassette machine, and got some good music, and I think it led into the introduction to the sermon pretty good. Let's see how it sounds, and I think that you'll appreciate that. I'll be interrupting from time to time. I think we're about ready to go.
Hello, I'm John Coleman, the recorder of the Pointe Tape Ministry of the Olivet Baptist Church, which is located at 976 East Jefferson Boulevard in the city of Los Angeles. This tape is an outreach of evangelism used by the Olivet Baptist Church, whose late pastor was a Reverend James B. Stanley. Enjoy as the Lord blesses your hearts as you listen to another Pointe Tape. Linda Bishop Shigg is a secretary of the Pointe Tape Ministry. God bless you.
All right. So that gives you some idea. That gives you some idea of the excitement that I was involved in as a very young man in ministry. All right, I'm ordained in 1982. This is 3 years after it. The ministry that God had given me was a recording ministry. My late pastor, Pastor Stanley, had never been recorded. I had to sneak and jerry-rig a recording up there because he would not have gone for it. At this time, Lewis and I were preaching. He was preaching one Sunday. I was preaching another Sunday. We were, I guess, what you would call the interim pastors of the church. The church was growing under me. I had a few of my friends were coming to the church because I was doing home Bible studies. That was my way of doing outreach evangelism. Now I'm introducing the sermon, and let's see how the introduction goes. Listen very closely to the music also that I use when I do this.
Hello, I'm John Coleman, the recorder of the Pointe Tape Ministry. On the 7th of July, 1985, at the Olivet Baptist Church, I preached a sermon entitled, Who is This Jesus? Asking the question is taken from John chapter 8, verses 48 through 53. You know, Christians have to answer questions like that, whether we like it or not. People ask questions like, who wrote the Bible, and how do I know that the Bible can be trusted as the Word of God, and how do I know that being a Christian is basically the way to please God? And what we must do as believers is to face up, as I said in this particular message this morning, we have to face up to these questions. It's the first of three sermons, which I guess basically are entitled Basis for Belief. What is the basis of your Christian belief? Let's say that you are not a Christian and you're thinking about becoming one. I think that this tape will help you because it'll help you to answer the question, what do you believe about Jesus, basically? And what is Jesus personally doing for you in your life? It's a kind of a sermon that makes the non-Christian think about the cost of becoming a Christian as well as makes the Christian think about the substance of his let's call it consciousness. Are you conscious that you are aware that Jesus is indeed your Lord and Savior? We must answer these questions. Who is this Jesus? Let's get right into this morning's worship service as I read the Word of God and then got right into the preaching. This tape is another of the Pointe Tape Ministry and Outreach of Evangelism, which is used by the Olivet Baptist Church. Co-pastor of the church with me is Reverend Lewis Finister. Sister Linda Bishop Shigg is our secretary.
You know what? That just brings back memories just listening to that. Now, let's kind of like review some of the things that you heard me talking about in this introduction. And you'll notice what I do is I have quite extensive introductions. None of my introductions are written out. I have nothing written out at all. I'm just, at this time, I had some of the equipment at home, and I went into my little back porch study and chose the right kind of music. I use different kind of music now because we're living in a different era, but the right kind of music for the tone of the sermon. You notice that I mentioned Reverend Lewis Finister was co-pastoring with me because our pastor had just passed away. There was no church fights, believe it or not. No church fights, no arguing, no bickering. The board said it would only be right for, since we have two preachers here, one Sunday Lewis would preach, the next Sunday that I would preach. Now, I know what they were doing. They were trying to determine, because that's the way men were of old. We didn't believe in going out, bringing in another pastor that has degrees and things like that, people that you didn't know. You grow people up in ministry where you are. That's the way you determine who the next pastor of the church would be. You grow up a person in that ministry that you're located in. Now, let me take you into the sanctuary. My pastor had a way of having the scripture read in the morning, and he wanted to get the people involved, so he would have the text, and the text would be John chapter 8, verses 48 through 53, just a few verses. He would begin to read the scriptures in one verse, and then the congregation would follow with the next verse. That way he would invite the people to get involved in the reading of God's word itself, their way to participate in the word. And I think it was pretty good. I don't do it anymore because I'm more reformed, and I'm presupposing that the people would have read the verses before they sat down to listen to the message. I didn't make that assumption years ago. Also, I'd like to share with you, since this was preached some 23 years ago, at the time that I'm making this particular recording, I want you to listen to see if I have changed that much. I don't think I have. Same person, same Holy Spirit. Now, there's a lesson here, students of the Bible. Once God has begun a work in you, he's going to complete that work until the end. Yes, you're going to have tumultuous times in your Christian experience. You're going to have your ups and downs, your times when things don't go the way you think they ought to go. But as it comes to the word of God, you will continue. Let's get into the message.
John chapter 8, verses 48 through verses 53. I take it that we have our places. Beginning with verse 48. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil?
Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me.
And I seek not mine own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death.
Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Let us all read verse 53 together. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Amen. God wants to satisfy many more than us in this room today that know him. If anyone is sitting here this morning that does not know him, satisfaction can be yours. Satisfaction which is guaranteed.
I want to share something with you. You notice something about the introduction, the reading of the scriptures, just the plain reading of the scriptures. About the only thing that I've changed through the tape ministry in the church was that I, you know, you don't have any music other than the lead-in music, the introductory music to the ministry itself. But the choir singing on the tape and things like that, brothers and sisters, I don't think that's important. You don't want to feature any star singers. See, that's what happened to Christianity. That's why Christianity has become showtime. It is my idea, and I don't think my idea is wrong because I'm just focusing primarily on the word. You're having a teaching ministry, not a singing ministry. You're not there to entertain. And let me say this about my African-American brothers and sisters. I love them so much. I love you guys dearly. But I think that we have to get out of the mode of being entertained when we go to church. It's the reading of scripture and it's the application of the word. And by the way, I hope you have your Bibles open as you follow along.
Amen. Guaranteed in Jesus. He always supplies. Amen. We live in a world today, church, of questions. You know, our late pastor, Reverend Stanley, said that one of the main things that Christians should do is to live in defense of the gospel. We not only live in a state of expectancy, in other words, we expect our Christ to come, but we live in a state of defense for the gospel. Not that we have to defend God, because he doesn't need us to defend him.
But we do live in a world of questions today, questions concerning religion. And for the next three Sundays, if the Lord is willing, beginning with this Sunday, I plan to preach a series of sermons that has this theme behind it, the basis of our belief. Since we as Christians say that we are, what do we base our belief on? And this morning we're going to zero in a little bit plainer than that general question, what is the basis of our belief, but basically, who is this person that we put our trust in?
So you see what I did is I narrowed the sermon down to, from the broad to the narrow. In other words, to the broad to the specific. Not what is, because what is the basis are too many themes. As a preacher and a teacher, what you don't want to do is you don't want to present more themes than the people can handle in a particular setting. And that's one of the first principles of homiletics as you aim towards the big idea. Who is the basis of our belief? Now that throws you into a different category again, because now